Okay, here we go. So you did nefesh. So it happens to be that at the beginning of this series that I started last year, so I did you did nefesh as part of the introductory shiur because many shuls have a custom to sing you did nefesh going into Shabbos. But now that we're up to Shal Shudra songs, I'm doing Yiddish Nefesh again from the perspective of Shal Shudra.
Are we going to go back to...
We may go back, or we may change the series a little bit once we finish Motzei Shabbos song. Or you can listen online, you know, whatever, they're all online, so... In any case, so Yiddish Nefesh, as I mentioned in the past, is a unique zemer in the fact that it is sung by many shuls, both at the beginning of Shabbos and at the end of Shabbos. And I think it's representative in a certain sense of the koach of Shabbos. Even though the truth is Shabbos is not mentioned in Yiddish Nefesh at all, but Yiddish Nefesh, which was written by the Rav Azriki, about 400 years ago. He was one of the Mekubalim in Tzat. He authored the Sefer Charedim, and in that Sefer, which has nothing to do with being Charedi, it's just based on the pasuk HaChalim Lezvar Hashem, those who are in awe of the word of God. So he, in the Sefer Charedim, so he has... There's a lot of different things in there. The truth is, I'll be honest, I've not learned it straight as a sefer. Maybe one day, maybe we should have a chavrusha in there. I don't know. In any case, so in Perek Lamed Daled of Sefer Charedim, he writes that since the mitzvah of Avat Hashem is tachas koa midos hatovos, is the whole point of all of our good attributes and all of our good midos, and there's no higher level than Avat Hashem. So therefore, he wrote this song that a person should live mitoch ahava and dveikus with Hashem and simchas chaverim. And this is, you know, if you think about like a very strong Shal Shudras, that's exactly what this is. Or if you think about going into Shabbos, that's also what this is. And I think this is ties in very well to the idea of it ties into in a certain sense the theme of Shabbos also, because Shabbos is a time to rejuvenate in our relationship with Hashem. The 6 days of the week are so busy, and we're so tired. And even though we're doing our mitzvahs, we're going to shul, we're davening, we're learning, we're doing all of our mitzvahs as good Ovdei Hashem. But you need a certain time of like rejuvenation of simcha. You know, you have to have a good time with your Judaism also. You can't, you know, there's a time for being an Eved Hashem, there's a time for being a Ben Hashem, as we'll soon see that that's referenced over here. So I think this is my own little hara. So you know, Yiddish Nefesh starts off with Yud, with each of the stanzas is Yud Hei Vav Hei. Right, so Shem Hashem. So we know that Yud Hei Vav Hei is like a anagram or whatever. I don't know what it's called. Like for what?
Cross.
Acrostic. Thank you. Perfect. Thank you, that's the right word. It's an acrostic for Hayahova the Yad Hashem was, is, and will be. And this is the Koach of Shabbos, because the Koach of Shabbos is also that it is both the peak of the week before, and it is also the source of blessing for the week to come. So it has both that Hayah aspect, that Hova aspect, and that Yihya aspect. And that's what Shabbos is. To the degree that I think the Or Gedaliah explains that he says, this is the pshat, why Chazal said, if the Jewish people would keep one Shabbos properly, so then Mashiach would come. It says that they're supposed to keep two Shabboses. Well, where did one Shabbos come from? Because, why do I need two Shabboses? Really, I need one, the first Shabbos to inspire the week to come, and then I need that second Shabbos, which will ultimately be the pinnacle of all of that inspiration. And in that merit, so Mashiach would come. But really, in a certain sense, that koach does exist also just in one Shabbos. In any case, perhaps that's part of the idea of why we sing Yiddish Nefesh, both coming into Shabbos and going out of Shabbos, because it carries that message. Okay, question.
What was the
Fibrosat and Friday night. Again, I think it's just because it's you know, the way he explained that it's a song expressing tremendous love for Hashem. So going into Shabbos, again, Shabbos is a time of tremendous love for Hashem.
Did he have an intention for what
should we call? Not necessarily, I don't think so. It's not, from the history that I've seen, it wasn't
particularly.
One of
the influences has any part in that?
No. I don't know when it was implemented. It seems to have, I think, started out with Nusach Tzvard. But it's even printed an early print of Nusach Ashkenazi Durim as well. And there's certain differences in terms of the Nuschos, which you'll see if you open up Nusach Tzvard Siddur, it's different than Nusach Ashkenazi Siddur. They actually have the original manuscript with his writing. They have I think I saw online that you can actually even see a picture of it. So they know what the correct Nusach is, but... But once it's out there, it's the Am Yisrael song, so each group in Am Yisrael sings it according to the way they sing it. Okay, so what is being expressed here in this tefillah? So Yedid Nefesh Avar Achamon. So Yedid is a reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called in a certain sense a Yedid. The Gemara Menachos mentions that this is a way of referencing to Hashem. And we, Yedid obviously is in Russian, like Anila Dodi V'Dodi Li, right? It's a language of love. So you guys have the translations. Just take one. This translation is not anything official, I just found it online. But lover of my soul, Yedid Nefesh. It really means the beloved of my soul. Hashem, who I'm so beloved with. Avi Rachman, the merciful father. So again, as we were saying before, sometimes the relationship with Hashem as a Evan, sometimes as a father. So we'll see that both occur over here. So Meshoch Avdecha El Ritzonecha, pull your servant to your will, and Yavet Avdecha Kmo Ayal, and then your servants will run to you like a deer, like a antelope. Yishtach Avel Mu Hadarecha will bow down towards your greatness. Yera Lo Yedidosecha, your love will be so sweet to him. Minofas Tzuf V'chol Ta'am, from the sweeter than the honeycombs and any taste. So we'll just break it up piece by piece. So some of the Farshim have a very nice idea over here that we start off talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Av HaRachman. Mishoch Avdecha Ritzonecha Yerutz Avdecha Kmaya. And then we refer to ourselves as Avadim. Why? Because first, in order to, in a certain sense, we're born into our Avdus, but in a certain sense, it's also voluntary. Our Avodas Hashem is something that we opt into. And so since we're opting into it, where does that motivation come from? It comes from feeling a connection with Hashem. It comes from feeling Avinu Av HaRachman. Hashem is our loving, merciful Father. When I know that Hashem is my Father, so then, of course I want to be his Avod. Of course I want to serve him. Right? A son's relationship to his father is that, he's thrilled to make him happy. He wants to make to serve him. He wants to bring him a cup of water, whatever. He wants to fetch his slippers. And why? Because he has such a appreciation for his father. Okay, not all parental relationships are like that, especially your senior year of high school. But that's a certain sense of the ideal. That's one shot I saw in Av and Avdecha. Another shot I saw is that it's referring to two different parts of the human being. That every human being Hashem created has two ingredients. We are a guf and we are a neshama. And our neshama is a ben shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are Hashem's children. Hashem kiviyachol gave birth to us, he created us. And what are we? We are our neshama. However, our neshama is encased in this guf. And in order for us to, and obviously as a son, our neshama wants us to do everything that we can to serve Hashem. But sometimes it's our bodies that need to be schlepped around and be convinced. It's our bodies that have to be convinced to get out of bed for minutes. It's our bodies that have to be convinced to make a bracha before we eat. It's our bodies that have to be convinced to stay away from improper things. So the idea is that we refer to Yedid Nefesh Avarachman. Our soul, our neshama, is so in love, so close with Hashem, But Meshach Adachah Vitzunecha, we're asking Hashem, pull your servant close to Europa and Yavuz Adachah Kamoi Ayah. And that, bring me in, because my body needs that shoving in. So shove me in, Hashem. Make it, pull me in, make it sweet for me. And this is a process. If Hashem is Meshach Adachah Kamoi Ayah, like an antelope who runs so speedily, so quickly, so gracefully, so that would be our Avodas Hashem if we feel that inspiration. So asking Hashem for inspiration.
Are we asking for inspiration to make it easier for us, or to help?
I think in a sense to make it more natural, you know. But you know, which whereby you see. Which is interesting, some of the zmiras what we've learned are written by Rishonim, and you see from this, even 400 years ago in Tzfat, with all the Mekubalim, they were but it's Hashem, it's still a hard thing sometimes, you got to work at it, and Hashem, give me some inspiration, make it easier for me, make me want to. When we say in Birkas HaTorah in the morning, Hashem should make it sweet, it should make it very sweet to us. Isn't it sweet automatically? And the answer is no, it's not necessarily sweet automatically. We have to be mitahir ourselves, we have to be open to it, we have to, we ask Hashem for the opportunity to make it meaningful to us. Okay. Yoritazucha kumaya, we will run like a deer, like a gazelle. Yishkach abe amu hadarecha, and then we will bow to Hashem's glory. And Yerav lo yidido secha, and then Hashem's love should be sweet to us. Minokas tuf lechotam. This is obviously very similar pasuk in Tehillim, where we say that the Torah is nesukim midvash minokas tufim. It's sweeter than honey and honeycombs, honey wafers, things like that. And again, it's this cheshek, it's this desire, it's this aspiration that Torah should be sweet, Torah should be beloved to us. Avodas Hashem should be beloved to us. We love getting up for minyan in the morning. We love davening. My father-in-law, Shlita, so he once made a comment to me that he says, I'm trying to catch myself. Instead of saying, oh, I have to bench, I want to say, oh, I want to go bench. Right? Well, I have to go bench. I'm doing because I have to. I want to. I do want to. So I should express that. So we're asking over here also, it should be sweeter. We know for super cool time. Okay, next paragraph. Hadur na'e zivha olam. So Hashem, who is Hadur, who is like Hidur Mitzvah, right? Who is glorified, who is glorious. Noah, the Ziv HaOlam, and he is, Ziv means like it's the glow, he's the glow of the world, which is the idea that the Zohar says that at Matan Torah, so Hashem brought, when the Torah came into the world, there was a certain glow that came into the world. And just like we know the famous Medrash that B'nai Yisrael, when they said Nasa Nishma, they got crowned, so I don't know if this is necessarily connected to that, but Zohar says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took this glow and of the Torah in the world, and in sense he used that as his crown. He put his mitzvah, which on a practical level, I'm a farish in the Zohar, so I don't know if I'm licensed to say this, but on a practical level, it means to say the Torah created a sense of Malchus Hashem in the world. That God is running over the world, is ruling over the world. I was just at a Hachmas Sefer Torah the other night for another yeshiva in the old city, and it was so amazing just to see, they have like a chuppah that's over the Sefer Torah, and today, the technology is gavaldi. They built this huge light up crown on top of the chuppah, and they have like a little MP3 player or something like tucked into the corner of the thing, and the guy's switching songs up on the thing, but it's this huge light-up crown with music blasting, and you see all these, Swedish tourists or whatever, walking through the old city, stopping and, clapping, and so many Jews dancing with joy and happiness, and it just hit me, Torah runs the world. Torah is king. Hashem is king. These Swedish tourists, they see this now. They see Jews going nuts because Torah is the most important thing in the world. And that's we're being called Malchus in the world. I don't have Hashem's Malchus. Fine. So Hadur Na'aziv Ha'olam, the beauty of Hashem's grow in the world. Nafshi Cholat Ahavatecha, my soul is sick with love for you, Hashem. We're saying, I'm love sick for Hashem. I'm love sick for Hashem. The Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, when he describes, I think it's Parakeh, where the Rambam describes what does it mean to have Ahavat Hashem. Maybe it's later, maybe it's Parakeh Yod already. I think it's maybe Parakeh Yod where he talks about Ahavat Hashem. So he describes what does it mean to love Hashem. He says, like a man who loves sick for a girl, and he's thinking about her nonstop all the time. I'm sure you guys could probably relate. So the idea is like, you know, I'm thinking, oh, I'm going to go there. Is she going to be there? Oh, if I do this, you know, maybe she'll like me. Constantly, shogeh batami, is the Rambam's lashon. Right? That he's thinking about her constantly. So nafshi cholat avasecha, that's what it means, is that Hashem, I'm lovesick for you. I think about you all the time. So that's one pshat. Another pshat is that we're saying, like, a little bit deep. You got it up? Okay. Okay, halacha. Okay. So another pshat is that nashi means like a person who's sick has germs all over his body, right? So he's infected. There's a virus. It's weakening his whole body. His whole body is affected from this. So too nashi cholat avatecha. My soul is in a certain sense sick with love to you, Hashem. Meaning say it's all over me. But what? But sometimes it can't always come out. Sometimes it's hard for me to express it. It's in there. It's deep down in the nuclei of all my cells. But it's not being expressed. So that's why the next time we say ana kel na refa na la. Please Hashem, please heal it. Meaning please heal my soul. So according to this chat, we're asking to be able to express that love. Obviously, this phrase comes from the tefillah of Moshe Rabbeinu davening for Miriam when she had Tzaras. We're using it here. We're borrowing it here as part of our tefillah of asking Hashem for refuah, which, according to whatever various interpretations there are, but is that we're asking for the ability to see and sense and experience the sweetness of being close with Hashem. So that's what it means. Hadu na ziv ha'olam nashi cholat avasecha. I'm love sick to Hashem. Ana kel na refan olam. Please heal my soul. V'harech lo noam zivecha. How? By showing it, noam zivecha. The noam, the ni'imus, the pleasantness, the sweetness of your glow. Of that same glow that we mentioned in the Malchus Hashem. Az tizchazek is tizrape. V'hai sarasim chasolam. And if you do that, Hashem, if you show us your glory, so then tizchazek, she will be, again, our neshamas, will be strengthened and tizrape and healed, and will have eternal happiness. Okay, again, eternal happiness, again, because we're talking about the simcha of the neshama, not the simcha of the guf. Any simcha of the guf is temporary and fleeting and passes, but simchas olam can be accomplished with the neshama. Vasik
Yamuna Rachamecha, Vasik. The first sentence I was talking about, this combined male moves on to the soul?
It's basically all the same thing. I mean, the reference occurring to that one shot of, that the Abdecha is a reference to the Guf, so it could be that's a progression. But I think in general, it's just, in general, throughout, the whole theme is like expressing Avas Hashem, trying to get closer to Hashem. Yeah. Okay, so then we refer to Hashem as Vasik. Vasik usually means ancient. But the Mefarshim point out that if you look in Melachim Aleph, so the term is used to mean strong or courageous. So we're asking Hashem, who is the strong one, who has the midah of Gvura, Yehemuna Rachamecha, but also express, Yehemu is to express his Rachamim. And have mercy on your beloved son. What does it mean to Aben Ahuvecha? So it could mean your beloved son, or it could mean Aben Shel Ahu Shelcha, the son of your beloved one, which is who? Everyone guess? What? It's obviously referring to us, but who is? We are the sons of the loved one. Who's the loved one? The Avos good, Avram Avinu, right, exactly. Right? How do we know it's Avram? Because Pesukim refer to him as Avram or Avi. Hashem said in Yeshaya, it tells us, Zerah Avraham or Avi, the children of my beloved one Avraham. Some of the Farshim, some of them want to explain the Pasuk we had just a couple weeks ago where Hashem says, Chi mechat ani me'Avram, Hashem said that Hashem says, am I going to hide from Avram Avinu what I'm going to do by Sodom? Yadativ, I know him, but really means I love him because Pasuk says because he's going to, you know, can perpetuate the tradition and teaching his children to follow after me. So in any case, Al Ben Ahuvecha, as we're davening over here, Hashem express your mercy. The Chusin Al Ben Ahuvecha, bring us a guru already. The others taught us. We're trying to follow in their path. Chusin Al Ben Ahuvecha, have mercy on the children of your loved one. We're calling on Chus Avos. Kizek Kama Nechsof Nechsati. Kizek Kama, this is how much already? How long is it? It's so much time. Nechsof Nechsati that I'm anxious, that I'm awaiting, I'm anticipating. Li'os B'Tiferes Tzecha, to see the glory of your strength, right, that Hashem's strength should be expressed to the world. Eile Chamda Libi, this is the Chamda, some say Anna Machmad Libi. Chamda means the desire. This is the passion of my heart. I'm asking for what? For a geula and gilui hashchina. I'm asking for Hashem to be. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah.
Sorry.
That's okay. We'll move over. I know, I mixed up the schedule for today, I'm sorry.
It's
good, so yeah, try the business. Okay, sorry about that. Okay, we'll continue. So anyway, Anna Mahmoud Levy. I think we have to see that.
I'll return.
Okay, so Anna, so some dear souls are Anna Kili Mahmad Libi. Please, my God, the desirous one of my heart, the one that I desire, I have passion towards, and some Gersos are Eilech Hamdali. These are what I desire. I had a reference to, again, the Gilui Shechina and the Kirach Hashem. Chusana v'yal tisalim, 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 like means to hide. Please, Hashem, don't hide from us. Chusana, have mercy on us. Al tisalim, don't hide yourself, Hashem, from us. Because ultimately, that's what we need. And again, continuing this theme, asking for Gilui Shechina, so we say, Higalena, reveal yourself Hashem, Ufos Chaviv Yalai, and spread out over me. Chavivi could be a reference to Hashem. We're calling Hashem our Chaviv one, our beloved one. Or we're asking for Hashem to spread out belovedness, in a sense, over us. What are we asking to spread out of us? At Sukkah Shlomecha, which obviously we get from which is taken from the Hashkivenu prayer, we say first of all, Sukkah Shlomecha. Again, the idea being that Hashem is going to cover over for us, and he's going to protect us. It's also possibly a reference, since we're talking about the Geula, and we're talking about the Geula, so it could be a reference to the Nevuah, I think it was Zechariah, where it talks about that you know, the Beis Hamikdash is referenced as a sukkah, and so we're asking Hashem already to build that the ultimate sukkah of the third Beis Hamikdash, and we ask Tayir Eretz Mikvodecha, enlighten the world with your honor, Nagil of Nismachavach, and we will rejoice with you, Maher Ahov. Kiva Moed, please, beloved one, our beloved Hashem, please love us. I'm saying that we're referring to Hashem as Ahuv, that He is beloved. And some say Maher Ehov, please quickly love us, meaning Hashem obviously always loves us, but in a certain sense, we're asking for the degree of love that would bring the Gula, Kiva Moed, which comes from the Pasuk with the famous song, Kiva Moed, which means, because the time has come. We're saying it's enough time already, similar like we said, Kiza Kama Nechzov Nesafti, it's been so long already, we're aching for the Gula, the Chaneinu Kimei Olam, and have mercy on us, Kimei Olam, like the days of old, like the days of the sovereignty of the Jewish people. So this is the basic pshat meaning. There are the phrases in here are used by so many different Hasidic Rebbeim for all different kinds of deeper meanings. That even let's say for example like that phrase kiza kame nechsof nechsafti. So the term kisufin is used in Hasidic sources as an inner yearning when a person feels kisufin, a person just feels a tremendous yearning and missing closeness to Hashem. So without being able to mention all of them, this is the idea. This is an introduction, whatever, to the depth of Yidui Nefesh, and Be'ez Hashem. We sing it on Shabbos afternoons, and we're feeling a certain sense of that concept of Rabba de Rabban that we've mentioned in the past, that Shal Shudas is a time of Ratzon HaRatzonos, it's a time of tremendous Kirvat HaShem, a tremendous closeness to HaShem, but it's the peak of Shabbos, because we've built up from the first meal, and the first davening, and the second meal, and the second davening, and Mincha, and the final. So at the peak of Shabbos, we're supposed to take all of that koach of Shabbos, all that love of Shabbos and love of Hashem that we get over Shabbos and bring it with us into the week. So that's we express that very much through Yidui Nefesh by, through this tremendous love that Elazar Tzkiri allowed us to express through his holy and special Zemar. Questions? Yeah.
Juan, I understand the whole Hashem being Yid Vid, right? Like being a lover, like especially with Shabbos of Hashem. Why merciful? Right? Like why are we so the song every stanza has something to do with mercy.
Right.
And the second question is I heard and I don't know where, so I'm not gonna pretend like I know this thing, that you don't really ask the question on Shabbat, but the whole song is Bakash.
So first of all I think in terms of asking for mercy, so again we're as being a song based in Avas Hashem, so in a certain sense we're asking for the Gula and asking for Hashem, even when we don't necessarily deserve it. When the Jewish people are still in Galus and whatever, and so we may deserve punishment more than we deserve a Gula. So asking for it to come through Rachem, through mercy. That's number one. Number two, in terms of Bakashos, so. In a certain sense, if you look at any of the Shemona Esrei's of Shabbos, certainly with regards to Musaf, there is bakashas. We're asking, that there should, in a certain sense, that there should be a Binyan Beis Mikdash. We should be able to bring Karbanos to them. And I think the idea is that we're not asking personal bakashas, but when we're asking Hashem to spend more time with Him. So that is that doesn't qualify for that, for that psul. I think I mentioned this in one or two classes ago. The idea that how do we influence and influence people, right? So Pinkus gives us a idea, which is basically he says there's no bakashas in Shabbos because when you want to go and ask somebody a favor, so if you just go and ask them a favor, they're like okay maybe, but if you go and you spend time with them and you butter them up, you're like yeah hey we're buds. And then you're asking for a favor, so then he's more likely to give you more time, more attention, more money, whatever it is you're asking from. So on Shabbos, that's the idea. So we're not bugging Hashem for things. The whole week we bug Hashem for give me parnasa and give me slicha and give me tshuva and give me geula, whatever. And we're bugging him. But over on Shabbos, when we're saying Hashem, we feel so close to you, we appreciate the kedusha of Shabbos and the closeness with Hashem on Shabbos. So we're asking, so make that more, make it permanent, Hashem. Bring us the Beit HaMikdash. And we've talked about before how Shabbos is the Bechina of the Beit HaMikdash. It has a certain Bechina of Geula. So So I don't think it's inappropriate bakasha to be asking for a geula on Shabbos. Any other questions? Okay. Should we sing? Let's close the door. Close the door and we'll...
This is not the first year that you're
hearing
this.
No.
There's signs.
No, there were signs. Okay, what's the Shal Shiva's tune? The, yes, that's the Ish tune. That's like newish. Is okay, we'll do that one. Let's do one stanza. Yedididi nefesh ab Avrahamon neshach adecha el etanecha And the regular Shal Shiva tune, or the class, the more classic Shal Shiva tune, is it's hard to start without coming off of Mizmor David. Hotel. So we used to finish the last stanza and sing the whole tune with nine and nines, and then it would go in straight into a niggun that I've heard it called two different things. I've heard it called niggun Baal Shem Tov, and I've heard it called niggun Adam Harishon. And I was told by a very holy Jewess, a woman by the name of Esther Schlissel, who was a tremendous chachama. She knew Mishnayos, Taros, Baal Peh, and she was our tour guide. So, and she wants to spend Shabbos with us in Tzfat, and we did the yeshiva regular, the Shal Shiva singing. So we did Mizmor David, we did the Nefesh, and then we went into Niggun Adam Harishon, or in whatever. And she said, this is called Niggun Adam Harishon. She said it's a tradition that was taught by the Baal Shem Tov, I think, that this was the tune that Adam Harishon sang at the Shal Shiva, his first Shabbos. Different traditions as to whether he's kicked out of Gan Eden before Shabbos or after Shabbos, but this was the niggun that he sang. He's saying at that Shal Shiva. It goes like this. Did it? It could also be just like some chassidish that's doing from budgets, or who knows, but okay.